This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. One thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. And for decades, Angie's helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. Get all your jobs done well at Angie.com.
If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, medical bills, or personal loans, help is here. More and more Americans turn to credit cards to get by. National Debt Relief is helping qualified clients reduce what they owe. For many, continuing to struggle making minimum monthly payments could take years to pay off. National Debt Relief has already helped over 550,000 Americans reduce their debt by negotiating directly with their creditors. When you call, you'll be amazed at how much you can save and how quickly you can become debt-free. If you want off the debt treadmill, visit NationalDebtRelief.com today. You don't need to declare bankruptcy, and you may qualify for significant debt relief. To find out what savings you may qualify for, simply visit NationalDebtRelief.com. That's NationalDebtRelief.com.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback, I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
What's going on, everybody? It is your boy Dylan Matthews live in the Kia Studios giving you the hometown take. Make sure you follow the radio station at 929 The Game on all social media platforms. Follow myself at underscore Dylan Matthews on all social media platforms as well. Happy Monday morning to you. Hope you had a great weekend. Hope you're having a great start to your week. And we are ready to get things cranking and rolling on another fine week of sports. Have a lot to recap for you. We're going to talk about the Atlanta Braves in just a moment, what their weekend was like, pretty successful if you ask me, and what they got coming up tonight and in the next couple of days, taking on Freddie Freeman, still feels weird to say, and the Los Angeles Dodgers. We'll get into that in about 18 minutes when we go around the A. Also, going to talk about Atlanta United's match this past weekend, this past Saturday, taking on Chicago Fire. I'm also going to tell you about my weekend up at Jack Turner Softball Stadium. The Georgia Bulldogs, their softball team, moving on to the Super Regionals of the NCAA Softball Championship. So we're going to talk about that, my experience there. We'll also touch on the NBA playoffs. We'll do that in about 37 minutes. We'll do that at 5:40 because we have two teams with 3-0 leads in the conference finals. Can you believe that? What? I don't know if that's ever happened. And if it has, I would love for somebody to tell me when the last time that has happened. Both conference finals were at 3-0. Not sure if that's ever happened. If it has, someone please tell me. Tweet at me at underscore Dylan Matthews and let me know because this seems crazy and unheard of. But like I said, we are going to start with the Atlanta Braves. I want to begin by recapping their weekend that was. Then in around the A, we'll let you hear some highlights and we'll do more of a preview of their upcoming series with the Dodgers starting tonight. So let's first, by letting you know, the Braves were winners, 2 out of 3, against the Seattle Mariners this weekend. Won yesterday, final score 3-2. Travis d'Arnaud coming up with a clutch big bopper Again, we'll let you hear that in about 16 minutes in Around the Ape. But Braves coming up with some big hits. Pitching was well. Jared Schuster gets the first, hopefully, of many wins of his career. So Jared Schuster getting his first big league win. Had a very, very nice outing, too, Schuster did. Six innings pitched. Only gave up one hit. That was a home run. So that was the run that he gave up. One walk, one strikeout. I mean, he really, really settled in after giving up the home run. And he gave that one up pretty early on in the game. Actually, he gave it up in the top of the second inning. But after that, lights out baseball from Jared Schuster. Then we saw Colin McHugh come in. He didn't give up anything. Nick Anderson did give up a home run. Luckily, again, Travis d'Arnaud had already given us some insurance, so that made it 3-2, and then Rossell Iglesias came in the ninth and shut things down. But how about Ronald Acuña Jr., too? We can't talk about the Atlanta Braves without talking about, hopefully, the MVP, right? Again, another leadoff hit. He is now batting, I think it's either 522 or 524. I'll pull it up. I had the number in front of me a moment ago, but he is 22 of 42. I do remember that number. 22 of 42 in the first inning. This dude is outrageous. He's automatic. He is straight up money. You can take it to the bank in the first inning. That's how good Ronald Acuña Jr. is in the first inning. Let me find the number here. There it is. 524. So I was taking 2 points away from him. 524, Ronald Acuña Jr. is batting in the first inning. Again, 22 of 42. And he gets on base. Then you see Matt Olson doubling. And Ronald Acuña Jr. scores from first. Two hits from the Braves, and it's 1-0. And neither one of those hits are home runs. I mean, that is what makes this offense so dangerous, so great. You get Ronald Acuña Jr. on the base pads. Then you got Matt Olson, Matty O, hitting a home run or hitting a double, getting Ronald Acuña Jr. to score from first, and then boom, just like that, you're up 1-0. And we'll hear about Jared Schuster talking about it, how that takes pressure off of him and off of the rest of the pitching staff here for the Atlanta Braves. So great start for the Braves. And that led to a great win and a great series win for the Braves as well. They won 6-2 in game one, lost 7-2 game two, and then won obviously 3-2 yesterday, did the Bravos. So now sitting at 29-17, still best record in the National League. However, the Dodgers are right there, if you are wondering. If you want to take a little peek at the standings overall, again, Braves. Best record right now in the National League, 29-17. Dodgers are right there at 29-19, so they both have 29 wins. Dodgers just a couple of more losses than the Atlanta Braves. All right, let's get to some post-game sound. I do want to let you hear from Brian Snicker and Jared Schuster here. And let's start with the skipper. First and foremost, just talking about Jared Schuster and his performance, and Schuster getting his first major league win.
I don't know that it was on his radar that he needed to do that, but I think he was just focused on the game at hand, and it's really good. I mean, kind of better than the last one, which is really nice.
Yeah, it was better than what it has been. He's improving, and from a young pitcher, that's really all you can ask for. That's really all you would like to see. Improvement. Learning, getting better from start to start. That's what you want to see from a young pitcher after each and every start. The also encouraging thing about this is that, and we'll hear Jared Schuster talk about this in a second, but he obviously came up at the beginning of the year, was up with the big league club, got a start, wasn't amazing, ends up going back down to AAA. Now he came back up. And there was improvement there, like Brian Snicker talked about. I mean, he's getting better, so that's good. It's not like he's going down to AAA and regressing. He's getting better, by getting those reps down in AAA, and it's showing here at the big league level. So that is really good to see from Jared Schuster. Let's hear one more from Brian Snicker before we hear from Schuster. Here's Snip on Jared Schuster bouncing back after giving up the home run in the top of the second inning yesterday.
No, went to work. I mean, that was one of the things that him and Dodd both, especially, you know, both those guys that, you know, they get whacked around a little bit, but they get back in the strike zone, and it's good. I mean, he's, you know, he's getting better.
There you have it. You hear it there. He just keeps on throwing strikes, keeps on working, gets right back up on the horse, and he bounced back very, very well. So, Jared Schuster, again, very good outing. Faced a little adversity early on, but bounced back and then threw lights out. Was a lights out pitcher after that. And part of the reason Schuster is able to do this is because the game is slowing down for him. And Schuster talked about the game slowing down for him. Let's hear what Schuster had to say.
Yeah, 100%. I think just being out there and being able to experience what it's like out there, I think just gets you more comfortable. And once you're out there, just pitching, so just making pitches.
So getting more comfortable, trusting in his stuff. And he knows that, hey, there's still more game to play. I'm okay. It was only one run. So did a very good job of not letting things spiral out of control after giving up that first home run. And again, this goes back to getting those reps in AAA, playing through those scenarios in AAA, and setting himself up for success by being good with the Gwinnett Stripers. So let's hear what Jared Schuster has been working on at the AAA level.
Yeah, I think just some mechanical things and then just being able to slow things down and make adjustments when I need to. I think that's been huge.
There you have it. So short, sweet, and to the point. That's something you will notice about these sound bites. Jared Schuster, he is very short, sweet, and to the point here. But, hey, I ain't mad at him. He got his first win. He can do what he got to do. So we talked about him giving up that home run early on and how he was able to regroup. Well, let's hear exactly what his thought process was on regrouping, not letting things spiral out of control. Here is Jared Schuster on regrouping after the home run and not letting things spiral.
Yeah, I think threw a bad changeup there and kind of just showed me what it felt to throw a good one. Just stayed downhill on it and kind of after that settled in and felt more comfortable out there and just kept pounding the zone.
Threw a bad changeup. Wasn't tripping about it. Just like, okay, you know what? It was a bad pitch. I'm going to bounce back. Like Brian Snicker said, he's going to get back on the horse. He's just going to keep working. He's going to keep throwing strikes, and he's going to trust the stuff and move forward. Not hang his head about what just happened, but bounce back and focus on what he can control now, which is keep on pitching, not letting things spiral, and continuing to help his team get the win. So, Jared Schuster, keeping it calm, doing what he's got to do, and I think one thing that also has helped Schuster is getting that start early, then going down, working on his game in AAA. Now he's coming back. So it's not like this was his first big league start ever or anything like that. He's had starts in the bigs, which I think that early start actually does help. Just getting that extra experience that maybe if, you know, obviously we want the pitching staff to be healthy, but the bright side to that is Jared Schuster was able to get a little bit of early experience, and I think that's helped him. And he talked about, you know, feeling a lot better about these past two big league starts that he's had because of the earlier starts that he was able to have early on in the season. So let's hear from Schuster talking about feeling a lot better about his last two big league starts and how they've gone.
Yeah, much better. Just trusting myself and trusting the catchers and trusting everyone behind me. I think being down in AAA, you know, work on some stuff and get right. I think I feel much more comfortable now, so I'm happy with how things are going.
All right, let's do one more here. This one is kind of a funny one, and it kind of started moving around on Twitter, getting some circulation on Twitter, because Jared Schuster always moving in the dugout, always stretching out. He was kicking his legs, walking around, just stretching, just always moving, always being active. Well, he had a pretty good reason as to why he was doing that. Let's hear Jared Schuster talk about why he's always moving and stretching in the dugout while his team is up to bat.
Yeah, just to get warm for the next inning. Kind of always do it with two outs just to stay loose and get going so I feel loose when I'm throwing warm-ups the next inning.
You got to stay loose, man. Got to keep the blood pumping. Got to keep that arm warm. Got to keep that body warm, feeling good. I understand it. Don't want to sit down and get tight and get tense, and you don't want to get too comfortable. So Jared Schuster moving around, making sure he stays warm, stays fluid, stays loose, and whatever he did, it helped him because, again, after that home run, lights out from Jared Schuster. All right, 5 minutes from now, you know what time it is. Time to go around the eight. We'll let you hear some highlights from the Braves' 3-2 win over the Seattle Mariners. We'll preview tonight's matchup with the Los Angeles Dodgers and their series overall with the Dodgers. We'll hear Atlanta United score a couple of goals against Chicago Fire and talk about their result as well. And I'll give you my experience of a little Georgia softball action this weekend as they're moving on to the Super Regionals, taking on Florida State in a best of three series. We'll go around the A because there's things happening in the state of Georgia, in the city of Atlanta, and we got to recap it all. It is the Hometown Take. Right here on the Key, live in the Kia Studios with your boy Dylan Matthews on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. One thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. And for decades, Angie's helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. Get all your jobs done well at Angie.com.
You know how everything's a subscription now? Music, movies, even socks. I swear if I...
To continue this ad, please upgrade to Premium Plus Platinum.
What? No, anyway, Blue Apron...
This is a pay-per-listen ad. Please confirm your billing.
Oh, that's annoying. At least with the new Blue Apron, there's no subscription needed. Get delicious meals delivered without the weekly plan.
Wait, no subscription?
Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is, if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Back to your early morning sports fix.
Let's like this.
This is the Hometown Take on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. It is the Hometown Take live in the Kia Studios with your boy Dylan Matthews as we roll along here on a Monday morning. Good Monday morning to you. I hope your Monday is going well. Hope you had a great weekend. Shout out to all my truck drivers, overnighters, third shifters. Shout out to all my peeps right now headed to the gym to get them good endorphins flowing before you get the workday started. Shout out to all my peeps who might be, again, headed home after a work week or after a Monday workday for you. Transition us from Sunday to Monday, transitioning us from the weekend to the work week. So shout out to everybody, no matter how you listen, or if you just straight up on the way to work, thank you for listening as well. Again, pretty big weekend. A lot to recap, even some things to preview here on the Hometown Take. Braves were in action. Atlanta United was in action. And I got some Georgia softball to talk about to you, too, because they're moving on in the postseason. Without further ado, let's take a trip around the A.
It's time for a look at our local sports scene. This is Around the A on the Hometown Take with Dylan Matthews.
Let's start with the Atlanta Braves. They were in action. 3-2 winners yesterday over the Seattle Mariners to win the series. And again, great start by the Braves. Ronald Acuña Jr. singles to lead things off. Stays hot in the beginning of the game. Matt Olson doubles. Drives Ronald Acuña Jr. home because Ronnie got that super speed. So he scored from first, and he gritted across home plate. I don't know if y'all saw that or not. That was amazing. The Braves up 1-0 early. Then Seattle comes back. Again, top of the second. Jared Schuster does give up that home run to Kelechnik. Hope I said his name right. Anywho, bottom of the third, Eddie Rosario puts the Braves back on top. He singled to center field. That scored Matt Olson. And then Travis d'Arnaud. We didn't know it at the time, but it turned out to be the insurance run the Braves needed.
d'Arnaud to left center. That ball is back. It's at the track. It's at the wall, and it's gone.
Travis going deep. And believe it or not, that it was his first home run of the season. After the game, he caught up with Nick Green straight off the field. And he talked about the home run, and he says, you know what? He might have a new strategy to his to how he bats. Let's take a listen to Trav.
I kind of got rushed to the plate because I had to take all my gear off, so I called the time on the first pitch, and maybe that's a new strategy. I don't know. I got lucky and was able to put a run on the board.
He got rushed to the plate. He had to take his gear off, and so he had to call time. I think he said before or after the first pitch, but says, hey, that might be the new strategy. It worked out for me then, and we'll see if it can work out for him the rest of the season. But Travis d'Arnaud, clutch hit, because again, the Braves went up 3-1 when Travis d'Arnaud hit that home run. However, Nick Anderson would give up a home run. That would make it 3-2. So that was, like I said, the insurance run the Atlanta Braves didn't know they needed at the time, but they did, in fact, need it. So the Braves were 3-2 winners. Travis d'Arnaud, again, talking to Nick Green after the game. And he was talking to Nick Green also about Jared Schuster and his performance. And here's Travis's words on what Schuster did during the game and what he thought about his performance.
He had all three pitches. He was able to locate all three pitches as well. So that made for a lot of fun sequences and us being able to mix and match a lot of different pitches in certain counts and certain times against certain hitters. So he did a tremendous job, and I had a lot of fun working with him today.
Had all three pitches. He was working. He was doing his thing. Travis had a blast working with him, and that is good to hear. Speaking of having all three pitches, let's actually go back to Jared Schuster here for a moment if we can, because he even talked about feeling good throwing all three of his pitches. And obviously Travis felt the same way. So let's hear from Jared Schuster himself talking about feeling good throwing all three pitches yesterday.
Yeah, I mean, just comfortable throwing anything in any count. So trust Travis back there, and whatever he puts down, I just try to execute. So yeah, felt much better with all three pitches today.
So the Braves, 3-2 winners yesterday. They take the series against the Seattle Mariners. However, again, big test coming up starting tonight as they start a series with the Los Angeles Dodgers. First pitch tonight at 7:20. This is going to be a three-game set with the Dodgers. Tonight, Charlie is on the mound. Charlie Morton. And for the Dodgers, you might ask, who they got pitching? Well, it's an interesting couple of games for the Dodgers in the first two games of this three-game series. Tonight, they are throwing out Gavin Stone on the mound. Now, you're like, why is that interesting, Dylan? What's so interesting about Gavin Stone? I don't even know who that is. That's precisely why it's interesting. You don't know who it is. Do you want to know why you don't know who Gavin Stone is? Unless you're just a crazy baseball head, you probably never heard of Gavin Stone. And that's because he's only pitched 4 innings in his short major league career. That's right. He's a rook. He is a rookie. And his ERA is 9. He wasn't very good in his major league debut. And hopefully the Braves can take advantage of him in his second major league start. Obviously, just like us, the Dodgers are dealing with some starting pitching injuries. Clayton Kershaw trying to come back. Julio Urias obviously is hurt as well. So they're throwing out Gavin Stone tonight. Again, he's only got 1 strikeout. Got a 9 ERA even. Went 4 innings in his first major league start. Gave up 8 hits, 5 runs, 4 of them earned. Walked 2, only struck out 1. That was against the Philadelphia Phillies, it looks like here. But the Braves should take advantage. That is the point. You have not 1, but 2 rookie pitchers. Because not only are you going to take on Gavin Stone in Game 1, in Game 2, it has been reported that they are going to give the nod to their top minor league prospect, the Dodgers are. And now I have to pull up his name. Of course, I thought I had it up, but I didn't. But anywho, you're going to have 1 rookie pitcher who's made 1 major league start. And then you're going to have another guy who is going to be making his first major league start ever, Bobby Miller, to start Tuesday versus the Braves and Spencer Strider. That is according to Russell Dorsey, national MLB insider, works for Bally Sports and Stadium. So, a very good source. So, going to get Gavin Stone, who again, has a 9 ERA, only went 4 innings in his first major league start. And then, you're going to get a guy in Bobby Miller, again, they're Dodgers' top prospect, but a rookie is a rookie is a rookie, who is making his first major league start against one of the best, if not the best, offense in the league, in the Braves. So, the Braves should get these first two games. They should definitely get these first two games against the Dodgers. I'm feeling good about the Braves potentially getting a sweep. Now, the offense has to come through. The offense is going to have to do their thing. But you feel good about having Charlie Morton on the mound tonight. Then you're going to get Spencer Strider tomorrow night. Then you're going to have a decision to make on who goes that third game. Actually, no, it should be Bryce Elder. Yeah, it's going to be Bryce Elder against Tony Gosselin in the finale of the series against the Dodgers. So you're at home. You got your 3 best pitchers right now going. And the Dodgers are throwing out 2 rookie pitchers, one who is making his major league debut tomorrow. Got to take advantage if you're the Atlanta Braves. Point blank, period. I always expect a series win from the Braves, but really, really would like a sweep here against the Dodgers. That would do you some good. All right. Moving on, as we are going around the A right here on the Hometown Take, live in the Kia Studios with your boy Dylan Matthews on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Atlanta United, they were in action on Saturday. They were up in the Windy City taking on the Chicago Fire. And kind of a frustrating draw a little bit. Of course, you like draws on the road, especially with Atlanta United. But they had this one. It was another match where they had it in the palm of their hands. They had it in their grasp. They were up 3-2 late, gave up a goal in the 89th minute to the Chicago Fire. But you got a point on the road, which is always a good thing to get points on the road. And you know what? Yorgos Giakoumakis is that dude. Right along there with Thiago Almada, Giakoumakis is that dude. How about a second half brace for Giakoumakis? Let's hear the first goal from Yorgo.
Almada now spins just outside the 18. Ahead to Etienne on top of the arc. Bounces it over to Hernandez, right side of the 18. Cross to the back post. Goodman, header to Giakoumakis. Score! Boom, Giakoumakis! A well-worked team goal by Atlanta United. And we're back level in this wild match of the 56th minute.
So that tied things up for the five stripes. But then the second goal from Giakoumakis gave them the lead. And again, unfortunately, they were unable to hold on to it, but it was at least fun. So let's hear the second goal from Yorgos.
Andrew Goodman with a steal at the halfway line, sends it down the left wing. Here's Almada. Down the middle, Giakoumakis, top of the 18, Brady off his line. Giakoumakis passed him. Shot! Score! Boom, Giakoumakis, offside. It will be checked. Okay, Mendoza away from the monitor. Goal! Boom, Giakoumakis! Atlanta United comes from behind to take a 3-2 lead.
Got two boom Giakoumakis's on that one. First one was a little unsure from Mike Conte, who's on the call with Jason Longshore. But the second one, he made up for it. Got a boom Giakoumakis, a real boom Giakoumakis. So, again, two goals from Yorgos Giakoumakis. Helps Atlanta United tie and take the lead. But then 89th minute, Chicago scores, and that's how it ends. 3-3 draw for Atlanta United and Chicago Fire. So Atlanta United still, with all that being said, fourth in the East still on 24 points, I believe now it is. And look, they're still sitting fine. You would love to have got 3 points on the road there against Chicago Fire, but hey, look. Keeping your head above water out on the road. Got to win these matches at home. And next match is against the rival, Orlando. They take on Orlando this upcoming Saturday, the 27th. Pregame at 7 o'clock. Kick at 7:30. You already know. Flagship station of Atlanta United right here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Mike Conte, Jason Longshore. They got you covered for the Five Stripes countdown and for the game itself. Real quick. Before we go to break, shout out to the Georgia softball team. If you don't know, Georgia softball is headed to Super Regionals. They're headed to the Super Regionals after getting out of the region, which they hosted. And that's why I was there Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. They got to host regionals. They almost ended up hosting Super Regionals if Florida State would have lost again to South Carolina. In the Tallahassee Regional, Georgia would have hosted Super Regionals. But now, Georgia is headed to Tallahassee, take on Florida State. It's going to be best 2 out of 3. So Georgia going to have to take 2 out of 3 against Florida State. And they can. I mean, right now, Sidney Chambly is on fire. The whole Georgia offense really on fire. They basically run-ruled every team they played this past weekend. And also, I'm the PA voice. Again, if you didn't know, I don't think I said that a second ago, but I am the PA voice for Georgia softball, so that's why I was there. Happy to be there, and it was a fun time, and wishing Georgia nothing but luck as they head to Super Regionals to take on Florida State and try to get to Oklahoma City in the Women's College World Series. So that was a look around the A, little recap of the weekend that was, and a slight preview for what the Braves got going on tonight. And when we come back, the NBA playoffs. Conference Finals might wrap up sooner than we all think because Eastern Conference Finals, Heat up 3-0. Western Conference Finals, Denver up 3-0 with a chance to sweep tonight. We'll recap the playoff action that we saw this weekend in about 5 minutes when we come back. It is the Hometown Take live in the Kia Studios with your boy Dylan Matthews on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app.
Look at the top local sports stories with the Hometown Take.
On Sports Radio 92.9, The Game.
Radio, 92.9 The Game. It is the Hometown Take, live in the Kia Studios with your boy Dylan Matthews. Rolling along here on a Monday morning. Good Monday morning to you. Hope you are going well. Hope your day has started off right. Hopefully you haven't spilled any tea or coffee on you this morning. That's always the worst way to start your day. But hopefully that hasn't been the case for you. Thank you so much for tuning in. And we got to talk about these NBA playoffs, because 3-0 leads in both the Eastern and Western Conference Finals. Are you kidding me? And the Celtics just got obliterated last night. I'm ready to say the Celtics have zero heart. The Celtics have zero mental toughness. The Celtics looked defeated last night. Straight up. There's no way to sugarcoat it. There's no way around it. To me, the Celtics look absolutely defeated last night. The Lakers, I could think, at least win a game. Like, I think there's a possibility they win tonight. The Celtics, to me, it looks like they're going to get swept. To me, they seem defeated. If they were going to bounce back and try to get back in the series, it was going to be last night. The Heat blew them out. Never even really seemed like a game.
Now, you posed the question earlier about, has this ever happened?
Yes.
Has there ever been conference championships that both end in sweeps? And it has not.
Wow.
This has never happened in the history of the NBA. Has the conference championship round ended in sweeps on both sides?
We could be witnessing some history. That is wild. Thank you for that, Josh. Good work there.
Now, it did happen before, but this was in 1957, so this was before the conference championships had been established. This was when they had divisions and not conferences.
Right.
They only played five games. Seven.
Very interesting stuff there. I mean, if both of these end up in sweeps, oof, that's going to be crazy. I do think the Lakers will get a game. I don't think they'll come back from 3-0. I think the Nuggets are way too hot right now. Jamal Murray averaging 35 points this series. Nikola Jokic has a triple-double two out of the first three games. They are balling. Them boys are hooping. Jamal Murray can't miss right now, it seems like. Nikola Jokic just does any and everything that you need him to do. And the Lakers haven't necessarily played bad. It's just Denver goes on these runs, and the Lakers just can't find a way to respond. Now, D'Angelo Russell hasn't been great. His shot hasn't been able to fall. Austin Reeves has been good. Anthony Davis hasn't been terrible. LeBron, he got to stop shooting threes, man. At this point, they're bad shots. He just got to stop shooting threes. But, again, the Lakers, to me, haven't really played bad. The Celtics, they've had stretches where they've been okay, but they just haven't been able to find a way to stop Heat runs. And when the Heat do go on runs, it's like they don't know how to respond. It's just like, oh, my gosh, Heat go on a run. They're going on a run. What do we do now? We're panicking. What do we do? It's literally the Celtics. So I think Boston is going to get swept. I think they're defeated. They looked defeated yesterday. They look like they did not know what to do in Miami. However, I do think the Lakers will get a game. I do think the Lakers will win tonight. But I would not be surprised if they get swept either. I could see Jamal and Jokic just ready to close this thing out, and they just come out swinging. But the Lakers are also going to come out swinging. LeBron, we might see. Do you remember when LeBron put on that meme mug face for the whole entire game against the Boston Celtics when they were down, what were they down, 3-1? They weren't down 3-1. They were down 2-1 or 3, no, they were down 3-2. That's what it was. They were down 3-2 against the Celtics, 2013. And LeBron put on that meme mug face in game six, forced to game seven. They won game seven. I think we could see a little bit of that from LeBron tonight. But look, he's got to have some help. He got to stop. Again, he got to stop taking threes, too. Again, at this point, they're just bad shots. I know he made a couple, but at this point, they're bad shots. Austin Reeves got to keep knocking down shots. D'Angelo Russell has to consistently knock down shots. AD has to be good, which AD hasn't been bad. But they just got to take it up a notch because what they've been doing so far has not been enough to stop the Nuggets. So we'll see what happens. But, man, two sweeps. We could see history in these conference finals with two sweeps. I think we'll get one for sure. I don't think we'll get one in the West side, but we'll see. Game four is tonight between the Lakers and the Nuggets, so that shoe could drop first if it does happen. But I think the Lakers will get it tonight. But every time I've picked the Lakers, they've lost. So maybe I need to say maybe the Nuggets will sweep it tonight. We'll see. But anywho, we'll check in on the morning shift, see what they got coming up. They're sweeping the game right now. Nobody can touch the morning shift. And we'll see what they are talking about. Rob Tribble, I can tell you, isn't today for Mike Johnson. So we'll have Mike Johnson. Not Mike Johnson. I just said he was out. What are you doing, Dylan? We'll have Rob Tribble, Bo Morgan, and Tiffany Blackman on the morning shift for you. And we'll catch up with them, see what they got going on this morning. And we'll wrap up the hometown take right here on Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app.
Hometown Take.
A look at all the top local sports stories.
On Sports Radio 92.9, The Game.
Sports Radio 92.9, The Game. That line at the end that Tiffany said caught me off guard. Just some good early morning banter between Tiffany Blackman.
Well, no one heard it. I told Bo Morgan act like he has some home training.
That's right.
His feet up on tables and desks.
That's a good old school phrase. Home training.
You
got
no
home
training. Mama Morgan would not be.
If you don't live here, don't put your feet up on the table. Hey, look, now he's scrambling trying to turn his mic on.
Well, I was tying my shoe, and so I don't know why some people are so worried about what others are doing. I mean, a little control freaky over here.
Uh-oh. Wow.
I'm going to let him have that. I'll just get him later when we start the show.
There you go.
You know.
Tiffany's good with the zingers. I mean, Tiffany has already delivered some haymakers. She delivered, two or three haymakers in the past week, so.
I call that napalm humor, just all of a sudden.
Right. Oh, man. But good morning.
Good morning.
Morning shift. How are we doing?
Bo's dragging. Rob is. I'm okay.
I'm ready. I'm very focused.
I can tell Rob Tribble's
ready to go. Focus
of
a Labrador Retriever with a tennis ball.
You know what's funny? What's funny to me is that Mike Conti has a good way of putting Tribble in here when I'm coming off of a long, rough weekend, and it's good because I need a little Tribble in my life, and he'll carry me through this.
Tribble will get you going. Too.
I used to work with a host. He would come in every Monday and say, "Oh, you got to carry me today." So, Rob, there you go.
That's what every co-host wants. Oh, you have to carry me today. Why? I have to carry myself. That's a burden in itself.
I'm a big boy. I can handle me.
Clip that, Orin. All right. Yeah, we got Braves to talk about today.
Uh-huh.
They win their series.
Yes.
They're at home for like a good little bit now, so that's actually really good for them.
Yes.
Atlanta United, tough draw on the road.
Yeah.
So. Yeah.
You like to get a draw on the road, but it's the way it happened that stings a little bit. You got the lead going into the 90th minute. Well, 89th minute, I should say, is when Chicago got that equalizer, so always tough.
I got my tires fixed, so boom.
Yeah.
There we go. That's all coming up.
We got to talk about that.
Yeah, that has to be discussed. But a lot to get into, not only in sports, but just in life in general. A lot has to be discussed. The morning shift will entertain you from 6 a.m. to 9 a.m. I am done. Thank you for tuning into the Hometown Take this morning, live in the Q Studios with your boy Dylan Matthews, Tiffany Blackman, Bo Morgan, Rob Tribble. They got you covered next on The Morning Shift on Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. And one thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. Because with every fix, update, and renovation, it becomes a little more your own. So you need all your jobs done well. For nearly 30 years, Angie has helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. From plumbing to electrical, roof repair to deck upgrades. So leave it to the pros who will get your jobs done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is, if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Taking a look at the top local sports stories with the Hometown Take.
On Sports Radio 92.9, The Game.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. It is the Hometown Take, live in the Kia Studios with your boy Dylan Matthews, rolling along here on a Monday morning. Good Monday morning to you. Hope you are going well. Hope your day has started off right. Hopefully you haven't spilled any tea or coffee on you this morning. That's always the worst way to start your day. But hopefully that hasn't been the case for you. Thank you so much for tuning in. And we got to talk about these NBA playoffs, because 3-0 leads in both the Eastern and Western Conference Finals. Are you kidding me? And the Celtics just got obliterated last night. I'm ready to say the Celtics have zero heart. The Celtics have zero mental toughness. The Celtics looked defeated last night. Straight up. There's no way to sugarcoat it. There's no way around it. To me, the Celtics look absolutely defeated last night. The Lakers, I could think, at least win a game. Like, I think there's a possibility they win tonight. The Celtics, to me, looks like they're going to get swept. To me, they seem defeated. If they were going to bounce back and try to get back in the series, it was going to be last night. The Heat blew them out. Never even really seemed like a game.
Now, you posed the question earlier about, has this ever happened?
Yes.
Has there ever been conference championships that both end in sweeps? And it has not.
Wow.
This has never happened in the history of the NBA. Has the conference championship round ended in sweeps on both sides?
We could be witnessing some history. That is wild. Thank you for that, Josh. Good work there.
Now, it did happen before, but this was in 1957, so this was before the conference championships had been established. This was when they had divisions and not conferences.
Right.
They only played five games instead of seven.
Very interesting stuff there. I mean, if both of these end up in sweeps, oof, that's going to be crazy. I do think the Lakers will get a game. I don't think they'll come back from 3-0. I think the Nuggets are way too hot right now. Jamal Murray averaging 35 points this series. Nikola Jokic has a triple-double two out of the first three games. They are balling. Them boys are hooping. Jamal Murray can't miss right now, it seems like. Nikola Jokic just does any and everything that you need him to do. And the Lakers haven't necessarily played bad. It's just Denver goes on these runs, and the Lakers just can't find a way to respond. Now, D'Angelo Russell hasn't been great. His shot hasn't been able to fall. Austin Reeves has been good. Anthony Davis hasn't been terrible. LeBron, he got to stop shooting threes, man. At this point, they're bad shots. He just got to stop shooting threes. But, again, the Lakers, to me, haven't really played bad. The Celtics, they've had stretches where they've been okay, but they just haven't been able to find a way to stop Heat runs. And when the Heat do go on runs, it's like they don't know how to respond. It's just like, oh, my gosh, the Heat go on a run. They're going on a run. What do we do now? We're panicking. What do we do? It's literally the Celtics. So I think Boston is going to get swept. I think they're defeated. They looked defeated yesterday. They look like they did not know what to do in Miami. However, I do think the Lakers will get a game. I do think the Lakers will win tonight. But I would not be surprised if they get swept either. I could see Jamal and Jokic just ready to close this thing out, and they just come out swinging. But the Lakers are also going to come out swinging. LeBron, we might see. Do you remember when LeBron put on that meme mug face for the whole entire game against the Boston Celtics when they were down, what were they down, 3-1? They weren't down 3-1. They were down 2-1 or 3, no, they were down 3-2. That's what it was. They were down 3-2 against the Celtics, 2013. And LeBron put on that meme mug face in game six, forced to game seven. They won game seven. I think we could see a little bit of that from LeBron tonight. But look, he's got to have some help. And he got to stop. He got to stop taking threes, too. Again, at this point, they're just bad shots. I know he made a couple, but at this point, they're bad shots. Austin Reeves got to keep knocking down shots. D'Angelo Russell has to consistently knock down shots. AD has to be good, which AD hasn't been bad. But they just got to take it up a notch because what they've been doing so far has not been enough to stop the Nuggets. So we'll see what happens. But, man, two sweeps. We could see history in these conference finals with two sweeps. I think we'll get one for sure. I don't think we'll get one in the West side, but we'll see. Game four is tonight between the Lakers and the Nuggets, so that shoe could drop first if it does happen. But I think the Lakers will get it tonight. But every time I've picked the Lakers, they've lost. So maybe I need to say maybe the Nuggets will sweep it tonight. We'll see. But anywho, we'll check in on the morning shift, see what they got coming up. They're sweeping the game right now. Nobody can touch the morning shift. And we'll see what they are talking about. Rob Tribble, I can tell you, isn't today for Mike Johnson. So we'll have Mike Johnson. Not Mike Johnson. I just said he was out. What are you doing, Dylan? We'll have Rob Tribble, Bo Morgan, and Tiffany Blackman on the morning shift for you, and we'll catch up with them, see what they got going on this morning, and we'll wrap up the Hometown Take right here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app.
This is the Hometown Take.
A look at all the top local sports stories.
On Sports Radio 92.9, The Game.
Sports Radio 92.9, The Game. That line at the end that Tiffany said caught me off guard. Just some good early morning banter between Tiffany Blackman.
Well, no one heard it. I told Bo Morgan act like he has some home training.
That's right.
His feet up on tables and desks.
That's a good old school phrase. Home training.
You
got
no
home
training. Mama Morgan would not be.
If you don't live here, don't put your feet up on the table. Hey, look, now he's scrambling trying to turn his mic on.
Well, I was tying my shoe, and so I don't know why some people are so worried about what others are doing. I mean, a little control freaky over here.
Uh-oh. Wow.
I'm going to let him have that. I'll just get him later when we start the show.
There you go.
You know.
Tiffany's good with the zingers. I mean, Tiffany has already delivered some haymakers. She delivered, two or three haymakers in the past week, so.
I call that napalm humor, just all of a sudden.
Right. Oh, man. But good morning.
Good morning.
Morning shift. How are we doing?
Bo's Dragon. Rob is.
I'm okay.
Rob
Tribble's in the building. Focused.
I can tell Rob Tribble's
ready to go. Focus of a Labrador Retriever with a tennis ball.
You know what's funny? What's funny to me is that Mike Conti has a good way of putting Tribble in here when I'm coming off of a long, rough weekend, and it's good because I need a little Tribble in my life, and he'll carry me through this.
Tribble will get you going. Too.
I used to work with a host. He would come in every Monday and say, "Oh, you got to carry me today." So, Rob, there you go.
That's what every co-host wants. Oh, you have to carry me today. Why? I have to carry myself. That's a burden in itself.
I'm a big boy. I can handle me.
Oh, clip that, Orin. All right. Yeah, we got Braves to talk about today.
Uh-huh.
They win their series.
Yes.
They're at home for like a good little bit now. So that's actually really good for them.
Yes.
Atlanta United. Tough draw on the road.
Yeah.
So. Yeah.
You like to get a draw on the road, but it's the way it happened that stings a little bit. You got the lead going into the 89th minute, I should say, is when Chicago got that equalizer. So, always tough.
I got my tires fixed, so boom.
Yeah.
There we go. That's all coming up.
We got to talk about that.
Yeah, that has to be discussed. But a lot to get into, not only in sports, but just in life in general. A lot has to be discussed. The Morning Shift will entertain you from 6 a.m. to 9 a.m. I am done. Thank you for tuning into the Hometown Take this morning, live in the Q Studios with your boy Dylan Matthews, Tiffany Blackman, Bo Morgan, Rob Tribble. They got you covered next on The Morning Shift on Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app.
This is the Hometown Take.
A look at all the top local sports stories
on Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. That line at the end that Tiffany said caught me off guard. Just some good early morning banter between Tiffany Blackman.
Well, no one heard it. I told Bo Morgan act like he has some home training.
That's right.
His feet up on tables and desks.
That's a good old school phrase. Home
training.
You got no home training.
Mama Morgan would not be.
If you don't live here, don't put your feet up on the table. Hey, look, now he's scrambling trying to turn his mic on.
Well, I was tying my shoe, and so I don't know why some people are so worried about what others are doing. I mean, a little control freaky over here.
Uh-oh. Wow.
I'm going to let him have that. I'll just get him later when we start the show.
There you go.
You know.
Tiffany's good with the zingers. I mean, Tiffany has already delivered some haymakers. She delivered, two or three haymakers in the past week, so.
I call that napalm humor, just all of a sudden.
Right. Oh, man. But good morning.
Good morning.
Morning shift. How are we doing?
Bo's Dragon. Rob is.
I'm okay. I'm
Tribble's
I'm very focused.
I can tell Rob Tribble's
ready to go. Focus of a Labrador Retriever with a tennis ball.
You know what's funny? What's funny to me is that Mike Conti has a good way of putting Tribble in here when I'm coming off of a long, rough weekend. And it's good because I need a little Tribble in my life, and he'll carry me through this.
Tribble will get you going, too.
I used to work with a host. He would come in every Monday and say, "Oh, you got to carry me today." So, Rob, there you go.
That's what every co-host wants. Oh, you have to carry me today. Why? I have to carry myself. That's a burden in itself.
I'm a big boy. I can handle me.
Oh, clip that, Orin. All right. Yeah, we got Braves to talk about today.
Uh-huh.
They win their series.
Yes.
They're at home for like a good little bit now. So that's actually really good for them.
Yes.
Atlanta United. Tough draw on the road.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
You like to get a draw on the road, but it's the way it happened that stings a little bit. You got the lead going into the 90th minute. Well, 89th minute, I should say, is when Chicago got that equalizer. So, always tough.
I got my tires fixed. So, boom. Yeah. There we go. That's all coming up.
We
got
to talk about that.
Yeah, that has to be discussed. But a lot to get into, not only in sports, but just in life in general. A lot has to be discussed. The Morning Shift will entertain you from 6 a.m. to 9 a.m. I am done. Thank you for tuning into the Hometown Take this morning, live in the Q Studios with your boy Dylan Matthews, Tiffany Blackman, Bo Morgan, Rob Tribble. They got you covered next on The Morning Shift on Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie, and one thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. Because with every fix, update, and renovation, it becomes a little more your own. So you need all your jobs done well. For nearly 30 years, Angie has helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. From plumbing to electrical, roof repair to deck upgrades. So leave it to the pros who will get your jobs done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, medical bills, or personal loans, help is here. More and more Americans turn to credit cards to get by. National Debt Relief is helping qualified clients reduce what they owe. For many, continuing to struggle making minimum monthly payments could take years to pay off. National Debt Relief has already helped over 550,000 Americans reduce their debt by negotiating directly with their creditors. When you call, you'll be amazed at how much you can save and how quickly you can become debt-free. If you want off the debt treadmill, visit NationalDebtRelief.com today. You don't need to declare bankruptcy, and you may qualify for significant debt relief. To find out what savings you may qualify for, simply visit NationalDebtRelief.com. That's NationalDebtRelief.com.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places that I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times? You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sophia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy bobopedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.